This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We devoted all our programs last week to different aspects of mental health care in Vermont. We got a lot of very personal stories and thoughtful responses and critiques to our series. Vermont Edition producer Sam Gale Rosen joins me now to offer a sampling. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Jane. We began the week with a look at why so many patients in mental health crisis spend days and sometimes weeks in community hospital emergency rooms. These hospitals are generally not equipped to provide appropriate mental health treatment, but hospitals say they're stuck waiting for a bed to open up in a specialized center.
On that issue, Laika and Mishka wrote, an ER is only supposed to be a place to triage and stabilize patients before they're sent to an inpatient bed. They were never intended to be a place where patients stay for days on end until a psych bed becomes available. We as a country need to get serious about emotional well-being and start building up the number of psych beds available in each state.
On another note, Ryan in Burlington emailed, I'm a UVM medical student who worked on a project to increase advanced directives for mental health patients. Advanced directives can do a whole lot for patients with the current deficit in psychiatrists in the state. The standing orders can make sure psych patients can be treated appropriately immediately, and if they sign off at a time of stability, even provide treatment over objection during a mental crisis. While we can't immediately remedy the need for docs or beds, we can change how we utilize the current system.
On Tuesday, we talked about stigma around mental illness. It struck a chord with many listeners. One wrote, I've been trying to get my partner into treatment for a long time. I believe he has needed treatment for mental health and substance abuse issues since I met him 16 years ago. But this morning was the first time he ever said he'd be willing to go to a doctor. The only appointment I could get is 2 weeks from now. I so wish I could get him in before then. Access and stigma are huge issues.
Also on Tuesday's show, our guest, Representative Ann Donahue, talked about the phenomenon of diagnostic overshadowing, where doctors are reluctant to diagnose patients who have mental health conditions.
That resonated with Nancy from New York, who says, from early consistent severe childhood trauma, I live with major depression and PTSD. I also find it nearly impossible to receive adequate medical care because of my diagnosis. I was forced to be hospitalized in a psychiatric ward after a car accident and nearly died for lack of care. I was told that all my symptoms were psychosomatic, and only a doctor friend who intervened saved my life. My husband and son are horrified by this. The only way I get proper medical care is if one of them is present. That is my reality.
Our show on Thursday was devoted to the challenges faced by family members and caregivers of people with mental illness, and we heard from many listeners with their own experiences. Benjamin emailed, I've struggled dealing with a soon-to-be ex-wife for the last 12 years. For the first 11 years, I put all my efforts into her and our special needs kids. It wasn't until recently when I decided I needed to work on self-care that I started to realize I was also emotionally abused. It's been a rough several months after separating on a road to divorce, but it gets better every day. You can't help people that don't want to help themselves.
And Anne shared her own experience and suggestions. She writes, I've heard little about the community rehabilitation and treatment program that's supposed to support the mentally ill to live independently in the community. As my husband and I are in our 70s, we are trying to back away from putting out fires that regularly erupt as our daughter navigates through daily life.
Anne continues, we were surprised to find that there is no mechanism in the CRT program to step in and act as an ombudsman in the community, to smooth out disputes and mediate with other agencies and businesses, or with landlords. A lot of the problems of the mentally ill revolve around communication, and having someone who would cover your back could keep a minor incident from becoming a major nightmare and a huge problem.
Those are just some of the emails and comments we got on our week of mental health programming. And both Sam and I want to say we really appreciate how many of you were willing to share your personal stories and your thoughts, suggestions, and questions about mental health treatment in Vermont. If you have anything to say about our programming or anything you want to bring to our attention, you can always contact us through our website or Facebook.
Or you can always email us at vermontedition@vpr.net.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Jane.
Hey, podcast listeners, you might have heard about this whole tripod thing. All this month, we're asking you to help a friend try a new podcast. Think of someone special in your life, then recommend a show that's right up their alley. If they're new to this whole podcasting thing, you can walk them through the steps to listen and subscribe. Then please share your recommendation with the hashtag tripod. That's spelled T-R-Y, pod. That way we can all get some new recommendations. And thank you for spreading the pod love.